Hello, lovely listeners, and good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, everyone. It's Joe and Kim, One Harmonic Call, back for another message. I feel like that's getting to be an automatic recording going on.
Yeah.
How many times have we done this podcast, Joe? Where are we at?
No. This is going to be, this is a great question, Kim. And this is not a setup. We did not discuss this beforehand. This is number 300.
Are you kidding?
I am not.
Woohoo! What?
So, not all 300 are out there because we originally did some that were like that are in the archives. And this is 300.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, this was not planned. It was just literally like, boom, in my head, like, talk about that. Like, oh.
Kim, are you psychic?
And I was like, I was thinking like in the 200s and some, but I didn't know we hit 300. I love the number 3. So that makes sense why that popped up. Okay, this is cool. Oh, all right, now to dig in. The message is like, how do we care? Like, some of you would have been like, oh, okay, well, they hit 300. Like, oh, okay, cool, whatever. Like, no big deal.
Yeah.
And then we're over here like excited, like, whoa, like, you should join in on my excitement over here. But then there's a part of me is like, who cares? Who cares if I'm excited enough for you? It doesn't matter. It's the fact that you actually have a care. You have a excitement for it. You have you have like hope. You have like your ambitions. You have like all this creativity that's just flowing through your head now. That's all that really matters. You don't have to care what anybody else thinks. Are you having fun with it? Yeah, then keep going. Why not?
Yeah, I call that the magic space.
Yeah.
You know, when you have something that you love, that brings you, you know, aliveness, I'll call it that. You have this sense of aliveness, like, you know, you're kind of unstoppable. There's this energy going through you. Like, if that is not causing harm to anyone else, and usually when there's a lot of aliveness in it, as I'm describing, I think it's fair to say there isn't harm in it. That's the nature of aliveness. It's not harmful. In that space, in that magic space, you absolutely have to not care at all what anyone else has to say, think, believe. You stay true to that faith, to that aliveness. You do that, Kim, in your work.
Yeah.
All of the time. It's what has, I don't know, people probably don't know this, but when you're past that 5-year mark in business. If anyone knows about businesses, there's this, you know, thing in starting your own businesses that so many of them never make it past the 5-year mark. Okay. Kim is past that and she's continuing on. And a big reason for that, Kim, is because you stayed in that magic space in those early years. You didn't let someone, their cares, their judgments, their whatever, delude your magic space around it.
Yeah. You know, I do have to admit, there are times where it was very easy to almost get trapped in that. And then it's like something would happen, like, what are you doing, Kim? Stop. Like, that doesn't align with what your envisions were. So there were times where I had to reel it back in, and it was practice. It took practice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not easy all the time, but it can happen. And the more you, like, do your excitement, the more people actually are truly excited for you, the less judgment they actually have towards you. Like, well, you should do this. You should do that. It's like, now they're like, oh, cool. Like, look at her go.
Right? How'd you do that, Kim? I bet you get that now too. Like, how'd you do that? you stuck to that aliveness is what I mean. Yeah. That aliveness that engaged you and made you just feel vibrantly alive. That was what I mean when I call it a magic space. Like, that's the experience I'm just describing. Not that I'm saying that's your experience.
Right.
You just said
it. Yep.
I'm just trying to clarify for our listeners. Like, that's what I mean by magic space. It's this vibrant aliveness. And yeah, we all like delude that or even betray it of ourselves. We start caring more about what other people care about or say to us than we care about our own. And that's when you knew it, Kim, instinctually, intuitively, you knew it. As soon as you started caring more about other people, you could feel that it started to drain away from you. You could tell the business isn't going to thrive if I go that direction. So you reeled yourself back in, you recommitted to what you were doing, and the energy came back to you.
And it's the same in your personal life too. So where you go outside of business and you think of your personal life and say you as a mom and you are doing all this stuff for your children and you're putting your children first and you're doing all this stuff, but you are literally draining yourself and you're not taking the time for yourself. It's the same concept. What makes you alive? You are a better person. You are a better parent, better mother, father, whomever is listening. When you actually do for you, it actually transpires out. If you're happy and you're thriving, they're going to feel it off of you. You're going to care even more for them. They're going to care even more for you. But if you keep like going whatever the people say you should do or you, who you should be, you're going to get more in a, it doesn't sound rude, but you're going to get into more a selfish mode, in a negative selfish mode. You're going to get in for me, like, oh, this happened to me. Instead of it's happening for me. Okay, I have to see it from a different aspect. I need to take time for myself. I need to honor myself. It's not just business with here. It's everything.
Right. And this isn't just like, oh, you have to have self-care. Self-care is a great thing. But what self-care points to is maintaining that balance, maintaining that sense of wholeness and completeness where you said, like, it's for me. It didn't happen to me. It's for me. And that magic space of being committed to that magic space is that you're doing the thing that are that, what did I call it? That harmless aliveness.
Yeah. There are perfect words for that.
Right, because I've seen people do self-care that they'll call it self-care, but it's actually very selfish and it's very harmful because their self-care is leaving the rest of the people, say, in their world. It's very imbalanced. Like they're withdrawing from say, a family unit.
Yeah.
It's like, well, I have to do self-care now. And now the other parent is left doing all this stuff without help or support. It was more harmful than harmless. So there is an art to this. There is an art to tuning into this and finding the balance. And it's like when you do the self-care, we have to ask our, I think it might be just a good question, Kim, to ask ourselves if this thing that we're doing, is it harming anyone? If I withdraw and need some self-care, is it harming anyone? And if I really need some self-care that say kind of is, I go to that other person and I have to say, I really need this. Can you step up for me? And if they say yes, now the harm is no longer there.
Yeah. It's okay to ask.
Yeah. Ooh, this just, there's some incredible, incredible energy movements in this conversation.
I just got to like chill up and down my body. This is great.
Yes, I hope everyone is picking up this energy vibe and this really, there's an energy transmission in this. And I wanted to bring you wholeness. What do you care about today?
Being alive. Goodness. That's not me. I decided to chime in.
I love it. Awesome.
Staying alive. Staying alive.
As you start doing that, I start like moving around, dancing.
Yeah.
That's aliveness. All right. We're getting aliveness today. Yeah. Okay.
I love. Thank you, Jill. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah. Thank you, Kim. Thanks for listening. Until next time.